what's on your mind. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. So tonight we are going to bring you the story directly from the mouths of the two gentlemen who experienced it last night. It is Jason and Pete joining us from MotorhomeDiaries.com. And, of course, Mark is here with me, as he always is. Guys, welcome to Free Talk Live. As we've had you on before, it's always good to have you back.
It's always great to be here. We love listening to you guys on the road.
Yeah, make sure you get real close on that microphone. It is sensitive in that way. And MotorhomeDiaries.com is the website. People can go there and they can follow your travels. It's been going on since, was it February when you guys launched this thing, or March? When did this thing get started?
It seems longer, but it was actually April. So we've been on the road for like 3.5 months.
Wow. Okay, so just kind of getting the ball rolling here. You've been going around the country. You've traveled around America at least once so far, and meeting up with a variety of interesting people, in many cases, as many is what looks like dozens of people getting together to just kind of hang out with you guys and talk about what they're doing as far as advancing the ideas of freedom are concerned. You've encountered met up with people from just your on-the-street level kind of activists to people that are working within the system to civil disobedience. It's been all over the map. The videos are there. Different videos are going to appeal to different people. In fact, you guys just posted the top three Motorhome Diaries videos as one of your most recent blog posts, if not the most recent, at MotorhomeDiaries.com. Was Ron Paul was actually number three. What was number one and two? You'd think Ron Paul would be up there at the top.
Yeah, the first video was Peter Schiff. That's a more recent video of ours where we interviewed him talking about his tax-resisting father, Irwin Schiff. And so that we were able to like get a lot of information that we haven't heard before from Peter Schiff, who's running for Senate in Connecticut.
Yeah, and I found that kind of particularly – I mean, I've been watching all the videos. So I found that one particularly interesting because how many people ask him about his dad? I mean, normally it's just about, oh, you're running for Senate, this and that, you know, kind of the political aspect of what he does. When his father, Irwin Schiff, is like a hero for tax freedom advocates. I mean, this guy is in jail right now because he believes so strongly that, well, he believes in the system, and he believes that the rules of the system basically say you don't even have to pay the income tax. And so he tries to work within the system to bring that about, or to at the very least get them to not hurt him anymore, but they insist on it, and they've locked him in a jail cell probably for the rest of his life.
Yeah, I was going to say, look where it got him, to work within the system.
Yeah, well, he did what he felt was right, and he stuck to it, and to that end, I certainly give the guy credit.
Yeah, one of the disclaimers, or we put a disclaimer at the end of the video that said, we believe that taxation is theft, therefore it's a moral issue, and not necessarily a legal issue. And, I mean, there's no reason that we need to, you know, follow in the footsteps of Irwin Schiff, because, we see where it gets them, and you got to work outside the system, against the system, I feel.
Toll-free number here, by the way, is 800-259-9231. If you've got a question for the Motorhome Diaries guys, it looks like the calls are already rolling in here. We've got to get to your story at some point here tonight. But we'll go to the phone calls first, since people want to talk to you. Jason and Peter here, MotorhomeDiaries.com. Oh, what was the other video before we forget about that?
The second most viewed video was our Ransacking Mar video when we...
That one was awesome. I think that should be number one. That was amazing. It really gave people a look into what so many Americans experience. Now, not all Americans drive RVs around, but a lot of Americans, and I'm sure this happens around the world, but a lot of people have the police demand a search, or the police will sort of talk their way into searching someone's car because they've got this authoritarian demeanor, and people have been cowed and trained to be very obedient, and so most people don't realize that they can say no if a cop is asking to search. In this case, you guys weren't asked. They just went ahead and did it, and many cops will do that, and it just shows the aftermath. You guys got your RV back after spending a night in jail, and it was almost demolished on the inside. It was amazing actually seeing that happen, because normally you just hear the stories about how people had to, you know, they got pulled over on the side of the road, and even if they got let go, they had to stand around and wait and watch as the cops tore their car apart, and then they always tell you about how they had to put it back together. But seeing the actual footage of what it looks like after the cops have just ransacked your vehicle was pretty stunning.
Yeah, and we plan probably tomorrow to post a new video that has the B-roll and the content from us rolling to the Canadian checkpoint, which is a story I know we're going to talk about, but basically I was recording, this is Pete, I was recording Jason as he was driving in. We were asked to pull over, and then as we exited the vehicle, they told us we couldn't film, and Jason was later ordered to delete that film. So we're gonna hopefully recover that.
So they actually ordered you to do it. They wouldn't do it themselves. They demanded that you take care of their dirty work for them.
They said they didn't know how to operate our equipment, and I'm like, this is not consent. They told us that we had to give them our passwords for the laptops, or else they would seize our equipment.
Right. So a lot of good password protecting does, right?
Yeah. No good mistake.
If you want to give up your laptop, then you can feel good about how protected it is. If you don't ever want to see it again.
Well, I'm very glad. What I had understood was that they had confiscated your laptops, and that would have, that would have been a real crimp in your guys' style and what you were doing. Certainly it's not great that they took them for any period of time, but I am glad that you got them back at all.
Yeah, they took the laptops, and they took a box of what they considered propaganda, because they were looking for heinous propaganda.
What? Did y'all ever figure the definition of heinous propaganda?
Well, I mean, heinous, means like a bad, evil, but in the dictionary. But we don't know what a bureaucrat thinks of heinous, because this is like a legal term they use in Canada, that they can eject us from the country if we have heinous propaganda.
Too much heinousness. Well, I think another thing that you're kind of lucky about, and I'm not saying this was a good experience, believe me, this is a bad experience. However, I got ejected from Canada, but I had to spend a night in jail in Canada before they ejected me, so it could have been worse. You walked away with most of your stuff. It was messed up a little bit, but you didn't have to spend any time in jail, and you got to keep your stuff, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, the chains were a little lighter on us than they were for you.
All right, we're going to get to these calls, and we'll get to some of the details of what happened at the Canadian border. You just kind of got a basic story so far, but let's talk first to Arno, calling from Illinois. Arno, you're on with the guys from the Motorhome Diaries, Jason and Pete.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
What up, Arno? Good to hear from you.
Hey, Arno.
Yeah, good to hear from you, too. Good to hear that you guys didn't end up in jail.
So, got any questions or anything you wanted to
say? Yeah, I'm calling because I have some Canadian experience. I used to live there for a couple of years. And when I first heard the story, it sort of surprised me. But thinking about it, it's not so surprising. Because there, and I don't want to generalize too much, but Canadians usually like to pretend to be very inclusive of everyone. But as soon as you have ideas or ideals that are a little different, you're usually labeled as an extremist, and so it doesn't surprise me they've got kicked out from the.
I'd always heard good things about Canada, and certainly my experience in traveling there was not as difficult. But then again, I wasn't driving a huge yellow and black RV with MotorhomeDiaries.com painted on the side. I don't know why that might have set them off, but apparently they decided to go to the website and then figured out that you guys were a bunch of subversives. But nonetheless, it's pretty fascist what they were doing up there, and I'd say it's a real black mark against the Canadian government, which a lot of people tend to have the viewpoint that the Canadian government is somehow a better government than the United States. It seems like they're all a bunch of controlling sickos to me.
All governments, you mean? What do you say?
I used to think that the Canada and the U.S. were not so different, but having lived in both, there are a lot of differences, and the one that strikes me the most is that Canada is more of a European country in the sense that you don't find a lot of freedom fighters there, and most people are resigned to just obey the government.
I'm pretty sure that describes the United States to a T.
Yeah, and we were basically told, I was asked to come to the counter and spoke with one of the border bureaucrats, and basically told in effect that our ideas could be dangerous. And initially when they saw, on first glance, they thought that, we advocate for violence. And I said, no, we're anything but. We advocate for a peaceful evolution. But, she said, that people in the States, maybe they're advocating for freedom. Maybe there's some people there calling for more freedom. And they did differentiate between the Canadian government and the American government. They blamed the American government post 9/11 for like all these extra security measures.
Arno, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. We've got more for the gentleman from the Motorhome Diaries. MotorhomeDiaries.com is their website. They are traveling around the country, meeting up with freedom lovers all over the place, searching for freedom in America, and they attempted to search for it in Canada, but never got past the border. And we'll talk more about that experience here in a little bit. This is Free Talk Live. The number is 800-259-9231.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Also joining us tonight, Pete and Jason are here from MotorhomeDiaries.com. We're going to take calls for them and also get into some of the details on what happened to them yesterday as they attempted to cross the U.S.-Canadian border on a trip to Canada. Just a They were going up there to meet up with some activist buddies and enjoy themselves, and were denied. So we'll get to that here. And, of course, take your phone calls about anything also at 800-259-9231. These guys have a lot of great opinions, and so they'll certainly be welcome to chime in here as the third and fourth men, unfortunately, having to share one microphone. So do bear with us as we deal with that here tonight. 800-259-9231. By the way, our website is freetalklive.com. And the features are free, including archives. So you can go and grab an entire week's worth of shows or a whole year's worth. It's all there right there on the front page of the site at freetalklive.com.
Chris Anderson's book, The Future of a Radical Price Free, is a sort of a marketing book that talks about how the internet paradigm of giving something away and then asking for donations, or you know, having a what they call a freemium, where you have a certain amount of membership that pays for extra services. It's kind of like Free Talk Live does. You can go get this book for free from audiblepodcast.com/free. There's no strings attached. You don't have to give a credit card number or anything like that. It's audiblepodcast.com/free, and I recommend it.
All right, so let's go back to these phone calls here. We're just going to go through as many as we can and then get back to the story with Jason and Pete. Vince has been waiting in California. Vince, you're on Free Talk Live. Good evening.
Hey, guys. Wanted to talk about your show last night where you guys were discussing voting.
Yes, it got pretty heated in here last night. In fact, it was so heated that we decided to extend the show into an internet-only edition afterwards and continued the discussion, if you want to call it that, for an entire hour. Yes, your thoughts?
Yeah, I really, really enjoyed the show. I thought it really helped me sort of figure out my thinking, and I wanted to try, if it doesn't interrupt your interview too much, sort of a thought for Mark, because I know that Dale was having a hard time trying to explain to Mark what the cost of voting was, because Mark has the idea that, you know, voting is a free thing you can do to prevent aggression from people, and there's no cost to it. And I think there's a really, really big cost. So what I want to say is, for example, let's say you've got a friend who has a gambling problem, goes out and gambles all the time because he's got this idea that, you know, he can live his life spending a bunch of money, wasting it like that. So he gets into debt, has some trouble paying his bills, and comes to you for help. So are you helping him by helping him pay his bill, by protecting him from the consequences of his incorrect belief?
I wouldn't think so. I would think that a person has to hit bottom.
Yeah, exactly right. And that's what I think is happening. If I was the person that would have been the one vote that would have swung it the other way to protect people from the consequences of their incorrect belief that democracy and voting is a good way to run things, you know, what would happen if that tax didn't get passed? Well, a lot of people would go leave that meeting thinking to themselves, well, gee, look, man, democracy worked really great this time. And you've just pushed them one step farther away from coming to the correct conclusion that, no, it's not a good way to run things. It's not a good way to organize society. And it's going to mean that their recovery from that incorrect belief is going to be that much harder for them and that much more painful. It's like an addiction.
Well, I understand where you're coming from, and I, you know, have held that particular philosophy in the past. But what it kind of shows up for me as callous, and also I kind of wonder, why did I move for the Free State Project if that's the attitude that I'm going to take? If people need to, you know, if America needs to hit its bottom in order to decide that that government doesn't work, and I don't see any, you know, government people all over the world have had their governments hit bottom. I see no evidence whatever that they're going to come to the conclusion that freedom works as a result of that. But if why would I have moved for the Free State Project if I didn't want to minimize harm? I mean, to me, it seems like the right, you know, if you want to minimize harm, it's the right thing to have moved.
Well, and I would say that that approach is not minimizing harm. It's making it more painful for them. If you're pushing back, if there is going to be a day where we achieve freedom, every time that we minimize harm in that sense, we're pushing that day back farther and farther and farther. Every time, you know, we have a time where people can point to and say, look, in this case, democracy worked. In this case, voting worked, and we got the right thing happened. We're making that day farther and farther off.
Yeah, Mark, I think a good example of this is people, you know, necessarily don't have to wait around in the geographical location they are for their government to fail. They see it's failing. They see the burden, so they vote with their feet and they go elsewhere, which is exactly what you did. You said, this government is too tyrannical. I'm going to go where it's more free. And the added opportunities in places like that are, you know, just
Well,
I agree that it is kind of a callous sounding solution, but so is, you know, rejecting your friend that is in trouble and needs money. That's pretty callous too.
Well, I think it also begs the question, though. I think it begs the question, Vince. Why not go ahead and vote for tyranny then? I mean, if what your goal is to see the country hit rock bottom, then why not assist them in making that happen?
My goal is not to hit rock bottom, but I would not vote for tyranny. Absolutely not. But
well, what is the goal then? And didn't you say you believe that things need to get to rock bottom before people will start to figure things out?
That's what Mark said. What I said is I don't want to protect people from the consequences of their beliefs. And I don't necessarily think that. I mean, I didn't hit rock bottom before I figured, you know, this whole liberty thing out. I don't think you have to hit rock bottom. A lot of people do, I think. But the great thing about liberty and this market-based activism is you don't have to have everyone. You don't even have to have a majority.
Well, Vince, how about this? How about the market-based activists go and vote on issues in order to protect me? I understand that the system is corrupt. I don't believe in democracy, as you're talking about. I don't need to be taught this lesson that you're talking about. All I want to be is protected in the most easy fashion from people that will use aggression against me and my family.
You know, I don't have a problem with that necessarily. I don't take the same position as Dale did that, you know, I don't agree with him that voting against tyranny is immoral per se. And, you know, if you were to, but I don't think that your suggestion that it was, that in the long run, that this particular vote, the outcome was going to be more beneficial in advancing liberty per se. I think that in the long run, yes. You know, in the short run, yes. I mean, that's definitely good for you have your taxes lowered and whatnot. But
I don't feel like I ever made the argument that going and voting is on issues is going to necessarily advance liberty. I'm of the opinion that liberty
is defensive, is what you were saying.
Right. It's absolutely, in my opinion, to prevent harm from people who have been aggressed against. That's what my intent is. And I believe that when one can, you know, sacrifice a small amount, a very small amount, in order to get a much larger gain for someone else, that may not be moral. However, it is good.
Vince, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We go to Dan in Rhode Island. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, Dan. What's on your mind tonight?
Hi. Well, I'm calling about free travel between the states, and it's a nice thing to have, and we're told that we have it, supposedly protected by the Privileges and Immunities Clause of the Constitution and due process, etc. But I'm actually from Boston, and Boston has enacted a particularly invidious way around it, and it's called the Resident-Only Parking Program. Have you heard of this?
I have not, but I'm sure you'll tell us about it if you'll hang on. More with Dan in moments. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can get on the line to bring up whatever you want. Also, the guys from Motorhome Diaries are here, and they're in the studio chiming in. They're also here to answer your questions. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, "I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does." Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, "My daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea." And David from Tennessee writes, "My wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too." And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, "This stuff really works." No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable. For around 75 cents per day, each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. First 500 callers that call 1-800-210-1922 right now will get a free one-week supply with no obligation, no credit card, and no auto ship. That number again is 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And also joining us here, Jason and Pete are both with us from MotorhomeDiaries.com. We're going to talk about, when we get a chance, which hopefully will be soon, we're going to talk about their trip to Canada, or rather their attempted trip to Canada, because it was frustrated and prevented by the Canadian border guards. We'll get to the details on that, but first, your calls. We were talking with Dan in Rhode Island, and we're going to bring him back here. Dan, you wanted to tell us about the apparently insanity going on in Boston. What was the name of the program, and it has to do with your ability to travel?
It's a really atrocious set of laws in Boston, and I haven't encountered it elsewhere yet. I've been in a few states living so far, and I'm glad to hear it hasn't spread to New Hampshire yet because it's particularly bad. And it's called the Resident-Only Permit Program. And what it is it's a set of laws in Boston and a lot of the surrounding cities and suburbs that says that if you are not a resident of that particular city, you may not park on the streets, on the public roads of that city, unless you re-register your car in Massachusetts, which costs potentially thousands of dollars because of the insurance rates that they set there. And you have to obtain a permit from the city before you can park on the public roads. And it may not sound that bad at first because you say, well, if you have an apartment there, then you can park. But really, it's city-specific. So if you live in another city in Massachusetts, you're banned from parking in one of the other cities. And it affects, I would say, 80% of the roads there.
So you could park in a parking garage, but you can't park in a parallel spot or something like that that's on the actual side of the road?
Oh, you can park in a city-run parking garage if you want to pay $35. But you can't park on the public roads wherever there's a resident-only parking sign, which is on, I would say, about 80% of the roads here. And what it does is essentially makes it illegal for you to go visit a friend and park on the road in front of their house. If you want to go to a restaurant, you can't park in front of the restaurant because resident-only parking. It was supposed to be only residential neighborhoods, but, of course, they didn't stick to that.
Wait, okay, so the restaurant would have to be on a public road. If they've got their own parking lot, then you're okay there, right?
Yeah, but in Boston, there usually isn't space for that, and there's a lot of zoning restrictions and things. So usually it's you're just kind of on your own for parking. Most of them don't. And but this makes it so that you can't even park on the public roads. And I can't even park on the public road in front of my house at night. Otherwise, I risk my car being towed. And every time I'm violated, it's $40 that goes to the state.
So where do you have to park?
There's essentially nowhere. You have to park illegally, and then and you have to try to find a spot. But what is
so you have to find a spot that doesn't have one of those resident parking signs, and you're saying that 80% of the public parking does have those signs?
Yep, that would be my estimate.
So if you are parking illegally, then are they ticketing you, or are you getting possibly
towed? Oh, yeah, we have some of the most expensive tickets around if they don't tow you. Usually it's $40 per infraction.
It's crazy.
Well, it yep, really it's just made living here a total nightmare. And,
now, how are you calling from Rhode Island if you're living in Boston?
I'm working here for the summer, but I'm in law school in Boston for the moment, so it's not by preference, trust me. But as soon as I get my degree, I'm hoping to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
Have you signed up?
Not yet. I have to try to find a job first.
Do that.
No, you don't.
Do that for me. I signed up before I had a job. I signed up before I had a house. Just go ahead and sign up, and then you can work. Because signing up is setting an intention.
And why is that important, Mark?
Well, because if you set an intention, you move towards your intention.
Right. So, and there's no real serious time limit here. The goal of the Free State Project originally was to get 20,000 people to sign and then have a five-year window in which those 20,000 move. At this point, the Free State Project is, I think, closing in on 9,500 signatures, and so it's probably going to be a little while at least to get to 20,000.
Six, and then, 7 years.
And then another five-year window after that. So you've got some time here, and even if you can't make it within those 5 years, no one's going to sue you or something like that. So there's no real risk. If it is your intention to move to New Hampshire then, as part of the Free State Project, then get on board at freestateproject.org and help us tick that counter up one more to 9,500. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Now, you guys had an experience in Boston as part of the Motorhome Diaries, motorhomediaries.com, with Marv, the mobile... Darn it,
authority
I'm so bad at this.
Resistance vehicle.
Mobile authority resistance vehicle. It is painted wonderfully black and gold. And there's speaking of the Free State Project, there's a Free State Project ad spread across the entire back window. So what was your experience there?
Free State Project and a Free Talk Live, of course, and a Free Keen on the back logo. We're proud to have those. So, I don't know. I'll speak for myself. I hated driving through Boston. We had to pick up Pete, who took a week off and to go to Boston. So we're trying to go to the bus station where he arrived, and like there are all these low bridges there. So it was just impossible to get him. So we're like, get a cab. So we finally met up with him, and then we're just driving around the city trying to find a place to park. And just like Dan from Rhode Island said, there's nowhere to park.
Especially with an RV or with a...
I couldn't find like anything because even businesses said, you know, tow-away zone. I respect that. That's private property. Yeah. But even on public property. So finally we found this field next to like a ball field, like some abandoned warehouse. And we thought, okay, we're fine for the night. We wake up like almost exactly at 8 a.m. and there's some kind of policeman, it might have probably City of Boston, on our doorstep, literally knocking there and says, you can't park here. Well, you can't park anywhere, it seems, in Boston.
Yeah.
And but he's around that doorstep, door open, just looking at everything, talking to us. You know, he's not stepping foot because he doesn't have a warrant or anything, mm-hmm. but he is just observing with his eyes, you know, just everything. And so, yeah, the police presence there is accelerated. This is a really unfriendly city for drivers, and I was really glad to hear Dan's insight.
Well, Dan, what he was talking about seems to be a typical government solution, doesn't it? I mean, if the problem is that there aren't enough parking spaces, the government decides to solve that problem by just well, let's restrict the amount of the people that can park here. It doesn't have anything to do with the market demand for parking spaces. The market is saying we need more parking, and the government doesn't know how to handle that. It doesn't know even the beginning steps of what to do to meet the market demand, nor does it even care about meeting the market demand, because after all, if it can set a new rule and restrict things even more, inevitably the government people know there will be violators all over the place, and they can ring the cash register every single day to the tune of who knows how many thousands of dollars they're getting from the poor victims that unwittingly have to park somewhere and end up having to pony up, as he was saying, $40 a pop. That adds up.
It really is. It's difficult. You want to find – it's always nice to go and find some parking that you don't have to pay a great deal for when you go to a new town, a new city. And, this on-the-street parking generally is of that sort, and they've limited that to the residents. I'm not saying that as a resident, I wouldn't kind of like that, but – what they need is more parking. There's a higher demand for parking.
Well, we've been driving all over the country, and Boston was the worst. We were going to have a meetup there, and we just left early. We
couldn't stand it. New York City?
In New York City, that's a funny story also. We actually had a connection who had a connection that got us a film permit, so we were able to park in the street in Soho. So, we used the system for that.
Well, I think that when you look at these lists of worst, the worst places to drive in America, Boston is always near the top. Mm. I'm of the opinion, I drove around the nation, I've driven in many of the major cities here in the United States. I am of the opinion Boston has the worst roads. They have a plethora of one-way streets. Not to say New York doesn't, but it's on a grid system that you can kind of understand to some extent, whereas Boston, it seems like they go everywhere, all over the place. It's very difficult to navigate. If you take one wrong turn, you can end up miles and miles and miles from where you wanted to be because you can't turn around.
Yeah, I wanted to say that it was because maybe it's because it was an old city, but I don't
that's the truth.
Yeah, that's part of it, but it's just really poor urban planning and a shakedown, like Ian was saying, for money.
Well, that's just it. The urban planners and the city planners, they believe they're so great. They believe their S doesn't stink and that they're educated and they went to college and so they know how to design a city. Don't you tell them how to do their job. But it'd be very interesting to see what would happen in the absence of a central planner, to watch as the marketplace actually did respond to consumer demand. And you'd probably see parking garages going up left and right, wherever it was economically necessary. Somebody would buy out some building and pay the price that it took to put the garage up to increase the capacity of doing business in that area. More on the way here. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then, I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now, my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line, created by our national development team.
Spread across 3 time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 606 to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIPad set. Remember that code, 606. WebEx from Cisco, WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumEcigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you could smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumEcigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumEcigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, it's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Also in the studio with us tonight, sharing a microphone, is Jason and Pete. Jason Talley, Pete Eyre from motorhomediaries.com. You can follow their travels across the country and their attempted travels, at least, to leave the country. Should be interesting to see. You guys are eventually planning on, I think, going into Mexico or dipping into Mexico at some point. And I wonder if they'll be as totalitarian as the Canadian guards were.
We'll see. We may have to pay them off. But, yeah, when we say searching for freedom in America, we always intended that's going to be North America. You know, right. The United States, Canada, Mexico. But one-third of that is off the itinerary, it seems, thanks to their wonderful government there.
I'd also like to ask you a couple of questions about your plans when you went to Canada. Did you expect to buy any petrol when you got there?
We would probably have to, yes.
Okay. Did you expect to buy food?
Yes, most
okay.
certainly.
Did trinkets, anything besides that you were thinking you might have gotten?
We were going to spend money on their economy, yes.
Okay. And so you essentially these officious little bureaucrats that are worried about heinous propaganda coming into Canada, made some kind of arbitrary decision that cost Canadian businesses, money.
Not just that, but there was probably like 6-8 of the bureaucrats on our case searching our vehicle, researching our subversive websites and stuff like that. So it costs the taxpayers a lot of money to keep us out and not spending money on their economy.
Of course, they're not concerned about anything like that, even though you could point out that by you guys going to Canada and spending money, that does mean that some of that money would be siphoned off back into the coffers of the state. So in a way, they're hurting their own budget by not allowing you in. But again, The bureaucrats aren't, they don't have to be concerned about that. They're going to get their paycheck next week, regardless of how they treat people.
They're so far removed from the process that it doesn't matter to them. They, that's what bureaucrats' jobs are, whether they want to admit it or not. Their job, to some extent or another, is to slow down the economy, to slow down people doing business, voluntary transactions. I suppose there are some that provide services. I guess if you're looking at firefighters, you're looking at trash collectors.
The regulator bureaucrats, though.
Yeah, but there's a lot of regulators out there that it's really just their job to just stop people from... No, that's their job, no.
All right. Oh, we're going to continue here. More comments?
I was just going to say, and now we're stuck with like all this money as like this old woman in a George Washington wig. I believe they called her the Queen. And so now we don't know what to do with that.
So y'all changed out your money before you went?
Actually, I've had this money for a while. I really wanted to get rid of it.
Well, let's talk to Joe in Wisconsin, taking your calls about anything here, and then I promise that sometime within the next hour we'll really focus on what actually happened at the border. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with the guys from Motorhome Diaries.
Hi, Ian, Mark, guests. I've got multiple Patriot issues and just one person. JT Coyote from the Prison Planet Forum, he's a moderator there, and state rights activist. He earns a living from reloading antique and relic firearms. This becomes relevant later. He got a blood clot in his leg, and he's also got mounting medical bills. And while he was laid up recuperating, his wife gets fired as a paralegal. So here he is owing back payments, and he wanted to sell before he was foreclosed, and that turns out to be a bad idea. Am I allowed to give the realtor's name?
I'm not really sure. I don't think. What do you want to accomplish with this?
Well, the agents were poking around, and they thought they had scored a meth lab, and it was actually his annealing pit in his basement restroom that he would anneal the firearm shells, and he would reload them.
Okay.
But, yeah, he was tipped off by the ensuing about the ensuing DEA raid by his local sheriff buddy. And so nothing bad really happened to them. They just poked around, whatever. But the bank is starting foreclosure proceedings, and they were set for July the 19th. But they delayed the sale, being nice, right, until the 24th. The reason why they delayed was the new law says you used to have 75 days to clean up your arrears, and now you only have 24 hours to vacate, and it's at the buyer's discretion. So, meanwhile, his wife gave the bank 112 pages of documentation, good for her, and it will take another week to plow through it. So now he's.
And what is the point of giving the bank the documentation? I've never been through a foreclosure, so I don't know what
they have to go through all the documentation and see if there's anything that legally they have to answer to. So it's basically delayed the sale till the 31st.
So the home is to be foreclosed because they couldn't continue making payments due to the tragic circumstances, and you're saying they're trying to delay it as long as possible.
Well, one of the things is because he is a states' rights activist, and the realtors wanted to make some quick money off of him, and that's one of the things that they've been known to do. They actually make more money off of raiding people's homes and collecting.
How is it the realtors are involved in raiding his home? I guess that's the connection I'm not really making here.
Well, the real estate agents who were poking around, he asked them to do an appraisal of his property, and they saw what he was, what they thought was a meth lab, or at least what they could accuse him and raid him for that. But things just sort of went down from there.
So they get the government gives them money for finding meth labs? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
They look for anything. They will confiscate firearms. The guy's a reloader, for crying out loud. He helps old Civil War reenactors.
So you're saying it was the realtors. You believe the realtors snitched out to the police.
The realtors tipped the DEA off, and the DEA told the sheriff. And the sheriff says, JT, you're going to have to step outside. And if he didn't step outside, they probably would have gone in guns drawn. So things didn't go badly that way. But the realtors were expecting that they were going to foreclose right there and then.
So isn't it usually a bank that forecloses? How does a realtor get involved in that? I don't understand the process.
Well, he had asked them to appraise, like I said, the property, but they do get a kickback for whatever property goes for. That's how they got the foreclosure going.
So if the cops come in and find some sort of drug operation, they get a kickback from the foreclosure?
Oh, yeah.
There was no operation. He was reloading firearms, right?
Right, but they're still getting a kickback anyway. So it's kind of like the sour grapes effect.
And what do you call, what is that program called? I mean, is there a name for it? I've never seen it.
I'm sure there is, but it's like one of those knock and talk things, except it's for real estate agents. So
even if nothing is, even if no one is convicted, they pay a real estate agent for snitching on somebody for what they thought was going to happen. What was going on?
No, the bank has done the proceedings, and they said, "Thank you very much, real estate agents. You've delayed his payments long enough that we can now foreclose on him." So that's their.
So you're
thing.
Saying it's not the police that are giving them money; it's the bank that's giving the real estate agent money to to go to place.
How did the bank, real estate agents delay the payment of the gentleman you're talking about?
By having
Well, it was supposed to go into sale on the 19th. That was under the old law that you could have 75 days to clear up your arrears, and the buyer would be waived off. Now,
so the foreclosure wasn't because of the raid? What was the foreclosure
for? It was delayed long enough, and they said, well, we're going to be lenient to you for another 6 days or 5 days or whatever it was. And that delayed it just long enough for the new law to kick in so that he longer has...
I'm sorry, I'm still not understanding the timeline here. Were they going to be foreclosed upon before the police raid happened, or was the foreclosure something that happened after the police raid?
It was actually the state sale that was going to go on, but because...
The state sale? What is that?
It's where the property goes up for sale in the county seat, and...
And why was that happening?
It was scheduled for the 19th, but because of this raid...
You didn't answer me why the state sale was happening. Why was that scheduled in the first place?
He was being foreclosed on, but it was under the old laws that said he had 75 days to...
And why wasn't he paying his mortgage?
He was laid up. Like I said, he had medical bills, and his wife was a paralegal, and she was laid off. But he has since gotten back on his feet. His wife is paralegaling again, so that's not an issue.
Was he making any payments to the bank? Because they will take payments.
He was making
and usually forestall the foreclosure because they
usually,
don't want
your
house.
He's trying to. Well, actually, if you wanted to have him call in tomorrow...
Really, I can't even barely follow this. I mean, I've been asking you question after question. I can't say it really makes much sense to me. I'm trying my best to really wrap my head around it.
If people want to go out and find out more, where do they go?
Yeah, where can they go?
Okay, I left a link on your forum on the Free Talk
Live. So what you're saying is it's not an easy link? You have to go to the Free Talk Live BBS to find this?
You can also go to the forum.prisonplanet.com.
Okay, good luck out there. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Yeah, I mean, if you have to ask question after question to even get a conceptualization as to what is going on, it's a very difficult situation.
Well, sometimes the government, weaves the tangled web.
Still, I still don't really understand exactly what he was trying to communicate.
People obviously weren't paying their mortgage.
More on the way here. Hour 2's coming up. And Jason DePete from the Motorhome Diaries are here with us. It's Free Talk Live.
In an instant, the world changed for Lieutenant General Michael O'Neill. His staff shot before his eyes. Arrested for war crimes, he now faces a short, one-sided trial. The boundaries blur, the chaos returns. Somebody is going to die. The long-awaited sequel to Hell's Fair, The Eye of the Storm, by New York Times best-selling author John Ringo, from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.